Microsoft founder Bill Gates announced a partnership with a Chinese company to work on nuclear energy. Now, the University of Washington and Tsinghua University in China have announced they'll work together on clean energy technology. That's part of a larger partnership the two universities have with Microsoft to build a new graduate institute focused on tech. Emily Parkhurst is the editor for the Puget Sound Business Journal. She explained to Ross Reynolds how the partnerships will work.
You know, it sounds to me like the partnership will work by these organizations coming up with some technology that they want to work on, something that's a good opportunity that would help, you know, Chinese companies and also help U.S. companies and answer some of the challenges that we're facing around climate change and clean, green energy.
What was the motivation for the University of Washington to strike this deal with this university in China?
You know, the UW and Tsinghua University already had a partnership. It was announced earlier this year that they're also partnering with Microsoft and rolling out this really fantastic graduate school program over on the east side in Bellevue in the Spring District, which is under construction over there. It's a really big deal for the region because this partnership is a graduate program focused on technology, and it's a direct partnership with a Chinese university. So there could be some really great exchanges of ideas there. And for UW, this really puts the college on the map internationally and could draw a lot more students here to the Puget Sound region from China.
There are quite a few Chinese students at the University of Washington already. What would this deal mean for China's relationship with Washington State?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, the Chinese students are the fastest growing population for UW. So this partnership really strengthens that. And, you know, obviously there's a financial incentive there as well to draw these students over here. A lot of times when the students arrive, they or their parents will buy property here. And that's really common. That's also, you know, driving a lot of the real estate development here is Chinese investment in real estate. So that's, you know, it's all kind of part of this larger ecosystem. And the more connections that we have with China and the more that we forge those relationships like this partnership, it really strengthens Seattle standing internationally.
Emily Parkhurst, I'm curious, why do this on the east side? Isn't that new territory for UW?
You know, it is. I think part of it was the opportunity that the Spring District presents. It's a $2.3 billion project over there. There's going to be light rail service to the area and a direct connection to Microsoft's Redmond campus. So there's a lot of opportunity there for, you know, students to work on the Microsoft campus part of the time and then go back to school. So I think that is part of it. Probably Microsoft's partnership also had something to do with that since Microsoft's so prominent over on the east side. So it's a little bit space, a little bit opportunity, a little bit the connection to Microsoft.
Is there anything in this agreement that might pave the way for a campus at Tsinghua University in China?
You know, that's a really good question. I suspect as this partnership grows that there will be a need for that, at the very least some dedicated space in China to develop that connection and get some U.S. students over there.
Emily Parkhurst is an editor for the Puget Sound Business Journal. She and reporter Ashley Stewart have been covering Chinese President Xi Jinping's visit to Seattle.